Instagram Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Service is not expensive, it's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE live and local, good morning, it's 8:25.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
This is Newsmaker 2, and our topic today is the Battle of the Badges American Red Cross Blood Drive, a three big day event starting this Wednesday. And we're very pleased to be joined this morning by Susan Fahler of the American Red Cross. Susan, good morning.
Good morning.
How in the heck are you?
I am wonderful. It's a great day.
It is a great day. It's nice to have you in studio here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by the badges that will be battling in the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive coming up this week. We've got Dominic Vortherms of the Emporia Police Department. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you today?
Great.
Jill Cook, Lyon County Sheriff's Office. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. And from Lyon County Emergency Communications, Christine Johnson. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Well, thanks all of you for joining us here this morning. A very important topic because it's a very important blood drive. And Susan, first, demand for blood, where do we stand? How are things looking?
We are in a severe need of blood right now due to the increase in trauma cases and organ transplants and elective surgeries. It's just really been depleting the nation's blood inventory.
So this is important, as they all are.
Yes. Right. Oh, yes. The only way we can get blood, of course, is by volunteer blood donors. And so we really need people to come out and help us out so we can help those patients that are in need.
Well, let's talk about how we can get registered so we can attend one of the three sessions coming up this week.
Okay. The best way to get an appointment is to go to redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Easy as that, huh?
Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
So if you have donated before, the process is probably a little easier. But if you've not donated before, is there something that people need to know before this all happens?
Just want to make sure that you are prepared, which means drinking a lot more water, especially because of the fact that it's really hot outside now. We definitely need you to be hydrated. And you want to make sure that you get a good night's sleep and that you also have good iron levels, because we will check those things as well as your vitals before you donate.
What about any paperwork that we have to fill out before we give blood?
That's right. We have some pre-drive reading and also some questions that you can answer before you ever even get to the blood drive, and you can fill that out online or on your phone. Just type in Rapid Pass, and the Red Cross Rapid Pass should pop up. You can do all your reading there, answer the questions, and it can literally save you up to about 15 minutes when you're at the blood drive if you fill that out, because after you're done, then you will receive a QR code, and then we can just scan that, and then you don't have to answer those questions when you're at the drive.
Now, you need an appointment to attend?
We really encourage appointments. That way we know exactly how many people are coming in. We don't have an over-presence of folks coming in at a certain time that allows us to run behind when that happens. So we'd really like for people to, but we'd also appreciate if you want to walk in, we can always set up an appointment there, or if we're not super busy at that time, we'll be able to get you in.
It's the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive, and people may be saying, well, Ron, where is it and when is it?
I can tell you.
Thank you, Susan.
Wonderful. It's Wednesday this week from 12 to 6, Thursday the 12th from 8 to 2, and Friday from 8 to 2 at 12th Avenue Baptist Church, which is at 2023 12th Avenue.
Now, this is a three-day event. This is expanded then, correct?
Yes, yes. Normally, our community blood drives are just 2 days, but this year, well, in the past few years, it's been 3 days.
Oh, for the Battle of the Badges?
Yes, only for the battle. So it's a big, 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 big blood drive for us.
So do you have any goals set?
Yes, the goal for the 3 days is to collect 282 pints of blood.
Attainable?
Yes,
of course
certainly.
It is.
Yes.
It is, because we have representation from, boy, our first responders that are very important. And let's talk with Dominic Vortherms first, Emporia Police Department. So, Dominic, you and the force ready to go?
I think so. I think we can't wait for Wednesday to get here. So I think we're gonna shine that day.
So I did not ask this. Who is the defending champions?
I think it's us. I think it's the law enforcement.
I think
we won last year.
Yes, it's law enforcement.
So you have the traveling trophy.
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
So you need to hold serve then, Dominique.
I think we'll win again. I think we got this one in the bag.
So
I believe that.
If I'm a blood donor and I'm going to the American Red Cross Battle of the Badges blood drive, why should I vote for the Emporia Police Department?
Well, you get the kisses from the cops. I think that's always a big plus from us, you know. We'll probably try to escort you from the, after your blood's been taken, we'll be your escort, you know. And I think we got the best personality out of three agencies that are going to be there.
You have the best. You're the funnest.
We got the best personality. We're just the funnest, yeah.
You're the funnest, best personalities?
Yep, and I think that's going to show.
All right. Well, if you're the best personalities, that needs to shine through, I think.
I think it's going to shine through. I think. I hope. I don't know. I got some hard competition, though. I'm worried about this match. I'm worried about the fire department, too.
Well, we were supposed to have Reason Bradford of the fire department with us here this morning, but Reason was lost his voice, I guess, so... Reason is not with us.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you can attack the fire department any way you want to here this morning.
Man.
I know.
I think he's probably been out campaigning, and that's why he's lost his voice.
I can see him doing a lot of singing, though. I know he's a big singer. Yeah, he could have been singing around this weekend, singing in the rain. Maybe out of his beer.
I think
since he's not here, I can tell you guys that he will burn those hot dogs, so be wearyful when you get them from the fire department. We'll try to cook some ourselves, too, so people have unburned hot dogs.
Okay, so if you want the unburned hot dogs, you go to the police department. That's what I'm gleaning from this?
Yeah, I will use the grill as well, I think. I can do that. To cook unburned ones, I can't stand the burned hot dogs. I can't stand fire department cooked hot dogs.
Well, Jill, we've got the best personalities and the best hot dogs coming from the Emporia Police Department. What do you say to that?
I agree. Go law enforcement.
Go law enforcement. So are you going to be helping out the police department then?
Well, on behalf of the sheriff's office, we'll be helping. Just a great opportunity to meet people. I'm fairly new to the sheriff's office, so I'm excited to meet people in the community and kind of get out and do something good for everyone. So
do you expect to have the sheriff's office with good representation here this week?
I hope so. We're excited about it, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, Susan, is law enforcement team together in one bunch here?
Yes, law enforcement is together. So Emporia Police Department and Lyon County Sheriff's Office.
Are together.
Yes.
Together as one.
Yes.
Okay, so let's bring in Christine Johnson of the Lyon County Emergency Communications Department. Christine, good morning again.
Good morning.
So how do you fit into this? I mean, is this something new to the Emergency Communications Department?
This is our first year competing as a badge in the Battle of the Blood. I think it's important for us to have representation there, as this is the first year we're considered emergency responders. We're really excited to be a part of something so important.
Yeah, it is very important, obviously, to get the blood donated, because as Susan mentioned, the need is great, and we certainly want people to make those appointments and get in either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So are we going to have people coming and going then all 3 days from emergency communications, Christine?
We are. We're going to have dispatchers out there representing. We're even probably going to be bribing with some cupcakes and cookies. We'll have to compete with those hot dogs.
Sounds pretty good. So, Jill, is the sheriff's office doing anything tasty out there?
We're helping provide fruit Just kind of some snacks afterwards after you give your donation, and that's about it.
Well, you need might need something to, you know, soothe a burnt hot dog taste, I guess, if you get out there. So, yeah, and the fire department unrepresented here today. Boy, Reason picked a bad time to not be here, Susan.
Yes, he did.
I don't know.
Going to hurt him unless he really was using his voice over the weekend to drum up some. He might have been out at the fairgrounds maybe talking to people, so.
Now, Susan, will folks be receiving a Battle of the Badges T-shirt if they donate?
They certainly will. Everybody who comes in to donate receives Battle of the Badge T-shirt. And even if that person gets deferred for low iron level or too fast a heart rate or something like that, they also will get one.
If you make the effort.
That's right. That's all we ask. Make the effort. Make your appointment, please. We do have a lot of appointments left, and we really are in great need. Emporia always pulls through, so we're really, really counting on our folks.
So how long does the process generally take once the appointment is made and you're ready to give?
Once you've come in and registered and everything, the whole process takes about an hour, but the actual donation is anywhere from about 4 to 6 or 7 minutes. Kind of just depends on how well hydrated you are.
So once you give, is there a kind of a sit-down time before you are released?
Yes. If you feel like it, in the past we required that, but due to COVID, it's more or less if you just feel like you need to stick around, then we certainly want you to do that. Also, with the higher numbers of COVID this time around, we are also starting today. All the people that will be at the blood drive will be needing to wear a mask. We'll have one there if you don't have them. If you had a burning ceremony and burned off all your masks, maybe with Reason over the weekend or sometime.
You jumped the gun, number one.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need a mask.
You'll need a mask, and then we'll still be doing distancing.
Okay, social distancing will be in play. American Red Cross Battle of the Badges Blood Drive. Is this one of your favorite events?
It actually is. It's a lot of fun. I think Buddy the Blood Drop, our little mascot, is going to make an appearance, too. Yes, I know.
Buddy the Blood Drop.
Buddy the Blood Drop. So people want to come and get their picture taken with Buddy.
Well, let's do that. Let's make that happen.
All right.
Now, when you're in relaxation mode, once you have donated blood, is that an opportunity for some politicking by our Battle of the Badges representatives?
Certainly is. That's when they really hit it hard. And everybody, when they come in, will receive a ballot, and then they can select their favorite first responder group. So we'll have law enforcement, fire and ambulance, and then Lyon County Dispatch.
So are they voting before or after donations?
It's kind of whenever they want to vote. We're not going to push them to vote. They may want to see what everybody's offering before they vote. So usually they will do their voting during their canteen time.
That's what that is.
Canteen time.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Well, now I'll never forget that. Canteen time.
Yes.
So, Dominic, are you greeting right away? How's this going to work for the police department, or is that a secret right now?
I think I'm going to greet people at the door right away. I know we got to have the mask and the distancing at the blood drive this year, so it's a little bit different. I don't think we'll... we're learning from this one, too, but I'm trying to keep everybody at the door and probably even at the canteen if I've got time. But I do want all the appointments filled, so maybe I can just stand at the door. But I think I'll be trying to rove as much as I can while maintaining social distancing.
So, Christine, is Emergency Communications excited about being part of this?
We're thrilled to be a part of the blood drive this year, and even more so to be on the ballot. We'll be out there representing with plenty of people, so we'll be able to greet you at the door for social distancing, but then at the canteen time as well.
Well, we're excited to have Emergency Communications involved, isn't that?
We really
nice.
Are, yeah. Yes. I'm excited because they are first responders.
Yes, they are.
Ones you talk to, and they need to be there. So we're really excited to have them this year.
And Jill, greet at the door. How's this going to work for you?
Well, just like everyone else, following the social distancing guidelines, and then we'll be inside helping escort to and from your table. And just know that we're smiling under our mask and happy to see everyone.
That's well put. We are smiling behind the masks. Don't forget that. So, Jill, is the sheriff's office excited about being a part of this again?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Susan, sounds like we've got a ramped up and ready first responder group.
We really do. We just need to get some more appointments, and then we're going to be good to go. We're going to have a lot of Red Cross staff there to bring everybody in and help save lives.
Well, let's do that. That's the most important thing, bottom line. The need is great. So once again, this is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Battle of the Badges, Emporia Community American Red Cross Blood Drive at the 12th Avenue Baptist Church at 2023 West 12th. Once you get in the parking lot, there'll be signage, I assume, to let people know exactly where they need to go?
Certainly will be. There will be. Just look for it. You'll see us all over the place.
Follow Buddy the Blood Drop?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Depending on how hot it is, he may not be outside. It gets a little warm in that costume.
All right. Well, we want to thank our first responders for stepping up and helping out the American Red Cross in saving lives. Dominique, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you. Vote for the law.
Vote for the law. Jill, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Christine, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Yeah, have a good day. So that's Christine Johnson with Lyon County Emergency Communications, Jill Cook of the Lyon County Sheriff's Office, and Dominic Vortherms, the Emporia Police Department. And again, our Fire Marshal Bradford Reason could not be with us today due to, I made some laryngitis or something happen. That scares us here. We don't like to even use that word around here.
That's not a good thing around this place.
Not a good thing at all. So, Susan Fahler, once again, tell us about the need. What are we looking at?
We are looking at a severe need, and we need folks to come on out and help us out. And the only way that patients can get blood is by volunteer blood donors. So we really need people to step up and help out. Because, as we mentioned earlier, we are in severe need of blood right now. And best way to make an appointment is call 800-RED-CROSS, or you can go to redcrossblood.org.
That will get it done.
Yes.
Process is easy, simple, and you are, as you have heard, saving lives. Susan, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate your help.
All right. Susan Fahler, American Red Cross. The Battle of the Badges Blood Drive this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It is 842, 77 degrees. Good morning.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes.